WMJ Sportsline on a Saturday morning. I'm Jim Taylor, Ty Taylor, alongside Tanner Matlick in studio with us. I guess we'll start with the weather, you know, dealing with the conditions last night. You build a 8-0 lead, up 24-0 in the second half, hang on to win 24-16. What about just kind of dealing with the conditions last night? What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought the kids responded well. They knew coming in that Friday night's weather wasn't looking the greatest. Kind of downpoured on us a couple times there in the first half. And honestly, in the times it did that, it was funny. Our kids started playing with a little bit more energy. It's fun to fly around and play football in those types of conditions, especially with a little bit of a lead in those situations, up 8-0 against Macomb. So I was proud of how our kids responded to the weather conditions. I told them before the game, it's just rain. It doesn't change any of our concepts. It doesn't change any of how we should be executing. So, yeah, it was good for the kids to go out and play in a game like that. It's the first time we had to face the elements all year. We played in pretty nice weather all year, so yeah, it was a good effort last night in the rain.
And that's what I was going to say, you know, in terms of execution, where you worry about, are we going to be hang on to the football, or are there going to be, you know, mishandled snaps, things like that? Any of that stuff impact you last night, turning over the ball, stuff like that?
Our first drive, we had one bad snap over our quarterback's head that kind of killed our first drive. Then we had a ball dropped in the end zone on our first drive as well, but in those conditions, that type of stuff happens. You just have to keep fighting through it, keep playing the game. I thought everything we wanted to do was there last night. Kids did a good job for the most part of executing the game plan, and yeah, it was a good night of football for us.
Yeah, and you get to the finish line, right? Up 24-0, win 24-16. I guess just talk about kind of the final segment of the game, closing out with a victory.
Yeah, it was special teams kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We had a turnover on kickoff return, and then they got an onside kick recovered there to get a couple of extra possessions, and they scored off of those extra possessions. So that's kind of what it came down to in the third and fourth quarter, just the little things. And that's what we have been harping on the kids is these last few weeks of the season. Everybody has their schemes installed. Everybody kind of has a feel for what they're good at, what they're not good at. So it comes down to the little things, execution, special teams, stuff like that. So did we play as well as I wanted to down the stretch of that game? No, but I appreciated the kids' fight and grit there at the end to hang on against a pretty good ball club in Macomb.
Well, you talked about the weather a little bit ago, but you know, you look at your splits, 45 rushing attempts to 12 passes. Did that play much of an impact in kind of how you were calling plays last night?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you have a rain game like that, and we were running the ball really, really well, so I just kept telling myself on the sideline, keep doing what we're doing. We're having success running the football, inside run game with our quarterback. Tannen was able to burst a couple through the middle and on the outside as well. So, yeah, it played a part in the play calling. We weren't able to spread it out a ton with the wet football and the rainy conditions, but really proud of Colby Cox, how he operated the game as kind of a game manager and took over running the ball as well last night. Did everything he could to get that team a victory on both sides of the football. So, yeah, play calling was a little bit different for us last night, but we were able to establish a line of scrimmage and dominate in the run game.
And overall, offensively for you, how do you kind of feel about where you're at? Like, do you think you're more comfortable running the ball as opposed to throwing the ball at this point in the season, or where do you kind of think the confidence, I guess, lies in that sense?
Yeah, I think if you look at our stats, Ty, it indicate that we're the most comfortable running the football. But in my mind, there's a ton of stuff we do really well in the passing game. It's just finding the right opportunity to take advantage of what the defense is showing us. And a lot of the last few games, we've seen a ton of pressure. So we've been able to get to the outside a little bit in the run game with, like, quarterback stretch and speed option, B-back stretch, so stuff like that. But yeah, I'm comfortable running and throwing the football at this point. We do a lot of things really well, so I think we've executed well for the last 3 weeks.
All right, so at 5-3 now, and so obviously, you know, into the playoffs this year, do you spend much time, like, looking into potential playoff matchups yet? I know you have another regular season game, but I know for some people it's kind of hard to stay away from that. So have you looked into that at all yet, or what's kind of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, we've started down the path of preparation for whoever we might play. There's probably 3 or 4 teams out there that we have a good feel for. Those might be the matchups for us. So over the course of the last week and then here into this morning, I've been texting a lot of coaches trying to get my hands on some film of teams we might play. But at the end of the day, the focus still this week is on West Hancock. We got to take this thing one game at a time. So all the game plan prep and stuff like that is going to be for West Hancock this week. It's a lot better to be 5-4 at the end of the season, or 6-3 at the end of the season, than it is to be 5-4.
Yeah, and I think the big mystery going into week 9 is not if there is going to be a game, but where where the game's going to be played at. So we'll wait. We'll get confirmation on where that is going to be played at, because a lot of people will say, well, who's West Hancock? Well, it's Hamilton, right? It's Warsaw. In the third school, does anybody know?
No.
Ty, do you know?
No idea.
Nauvoo Calusa! Come on, man.
They were coached by Reno. Earlier,
they were coached by Reno Pinkston.
Right.
Yeah. So I am even going to say this. Even Tanner's mom wants to know where the game's at, right? So she listens to Sportsline, as does his dad, who texted me about the greatest high school football team ever, the 1973 Rockets.
Love that.
All right, so, you know, I asked him, I can't remember, 2-3 at one time?
Yep.
So feel good about, you know, although you know got to play better, you know, it's about the W column. So you're trekking in the right direction of finishing on a, you know, 4-game winning streak if you take care of business next Friday.
Yep, yep. It's been a huge 3 weeks for us, both mentally and physically getting better at the game of football. I think we got some guys healthy, got some key contributors back into the fold. So, yeah, I'm really happy with how the kids have responded to all the adversity we faced this year, kept fighting, got us to 5-3 right now and trying to move the needle to 6-3 to end of the year and going to the playoffs, kind of rolling on that 4-game winning streak. So, again, can't overlook West Hancock. They got some good athletes on that team. We've watched some film of them here early this morning. Do some stuff really well. So just have to prepare this week for them and then see who we draw in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I remember doing a game at Hamilton one year, and I think the one end is like the old, like, Jack Murphy San Diego Padres, San Diego Charger Stadium, where there's like a baseball infield at one end of the
yeah, we've
field.
Seen that on film.
So I kind of dig that. And then Warsaw, I was there many years ago. They played Orion down there. And I remember it was like a early September or late August game, and they had not watered the field in like a drought summer. And the color of the field was just brown, other than the painting of the white lines and the hash marks. But what do you know about that team, West Hancock? You know much yet about them?
They throw the ball a ton offensively. They sit in kind of a four-man front, cover two shell, like to invert their safeties a little bit, down, play corner, drop their corners back, play safety, try to confuse the offense. But, yeah, they'll air it out offensively, which is surprising to me. Everything we've seen is a lot of the quick game to the outside, running like bubble screen, direct routes to their number one receivers. Don't really stretch the field vertically a ton in the passing game, but they try to just lull you to sleep underneath and then take their shots when the time presents itself. So our defensive backfield is going to have to come ready to play. It's almost going to be like a 7-on-7 game for us, the way they throw the ball so much. So got to get those guys ready. We haven't seen that style of offense where it's just complete air raid the whole game. So I'm excited for it as an offensive-minded guy going into a game like that, slinging the football around the yard a little bit, and hopefully we can do the same on our side as well.
So it's interesting, too, when you talk about weather, like in situations like last night, you look at some games or some teams and their identity, they feel they're better suited to play in the weather environments. Some teams feel better, hey, I want a dry track. You think there's like an identity with this team? Do they prefer playing in dry situations that benefit your game more, or do you think you're at a greater benefit when the conditions are sloppy like they were last night? Because over the next 5 weeks, when you go 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, if you're fortunate enough to play deep, you're going to get a weather game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what the identity of the team right now that you see, what do you think?
Yeah, I would say we're comfortable playing both. I would also say that we definitely have an advantage in a weather game. We have a quarterback that can mix it up. He's 6'4", 220 pounds. There was multiple times last night we got into 3rd and 3, and I was very comfortable calling inside quarterback run game just because I know Colby's going to go make contact with somebody and probably fall forward for 2 or 3 yards. So in those types of games, yeah, I think our team has an advantage in the sense that we have a dual threat quarterback who is a tank and a little scat back in Tannen Whitehall, who can make guys miss, keep the defense off balance. You never know where that kid's going to go or cut. There was multiple times last night where he kind of made the defense look silly with the way he was cutting across the field. So, Yeah, I feel like we have an advantage in those rain or adverse condition games, but I also feel confident in dry weather games too, with what we're able to accomplish on the offensive side of the ball and the diversity of our offense as well. So,
how many yards Whitehall have this year? You know,
total yards? I don't know off the top of my head, Jim. I'd have to go back and look at
that. Will he get 1,000 or not?
He should be pretty close, I would think.
So I tell you, that would be maybe the first sophomore back in history to get 1,000 yards. That's a year, man.
Yeah. So. He's having a heck of a year for us, for sure. And I'm excited about that kid's future. He busts his tail. He does things the right way. Works hard in practice all week. He's a great practice player. A lot of the kids that have a lot of talent don't really, you know, have a tendency to go super hard in practice. But Tannen is one of those kids who knows the importance of going game speed in practice and challenging himself to make himself better every single day.
Nothing else?
I got nothing else.
All right. Well, a chance to win out. Go 6-3 and play at West Hancock. And again, we'll find out for sure the location of that game next Friday, either in Warsaw or Hamilton. But nice going last night, on the right track, and we'll see you down in Hancock County at some location next Friday, Coach. Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
All right, Eagles get a nice win last night on senior night as they're able to knock off the Macomb Bombers, as they say, 24-16. We'll hear from Coach Johnston next on WMJ, WMJ.com.
Looking for a new pair of kicks? Maybe it's time to ditch that worn-out tongue and flattened sole and check out the latest styles and colors of Hey Dude shoes at 6140 Run. Known as high-performance footwear, they prioritize both quality and fashion with designs for men, women, and youth. Stop in at 6140 Run to check out the expansive selection of Hey Dude shoes in stock now. They remind you not to be fooled by online sites selling Hey Dudes. Make sure your pair are authentic at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
Right now, buy one pair of Hey Dudes and get a second 50% off.
Building relationships, supporting the community and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat to talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them. See your local Country Financial representative today.
In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
John Waugh.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
In Orion, see me, Julie Hessler.
And welcome back to Sportsline on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking with Sherrard head coach Brandon Johnston after a 19-7 loss to Erie Prophetstown in Week 8. And Coach Johnston, as we start, I know just kind of watching you talk to the kids after the game, it looked like a pretty disappointed group out there. So just kind of talk a little bit about the message and the feeling with a disappointing loss here in Week 8.
Yeah, we knew coming in, we thought this was a pretty good team, despite what their record showed. I don't think they were healthy early in the year, and I think they're getting healthy, or maybe they are fully right now. But, you know, we didn't think that their record was indicative of the quality of team that we were up against tonight. So we knew we'd have to play really well to win. Obviously, conditions probably didn't favor us, but you know, they're playing in the same conditions we were. You know, I think we turned it over 4 times, you know, which happens, I guess, sometimes in a game like this, but, we didn't get many, back from them. So, you know, they played better than us. Tip your cap to them. They held on to the football for the most part, I think, and they took advantage of some mistakes that we made.
Well, you talk about the conditions and, you know, it was basically pouring all night long. And we talked about this, Eric and I, throughout the broadcast. It just felt like the way that Sherrard plays offensively, There probably are a few teams who this type of weather would affect more than you offensively. So how much do you think that impacted the offensive output tonight? I mean, can you really put it into words?